You're listening to Civic Media. You can tune into any of our live shows on any radio station across the state with the Civic Media app. Find us in your phone's app store and listen anytime, anywhere.
Broadcasting across the state of Wisconsin on the Civic Media Radio Network and around the world on the Civic Media app. This is the Dom Salvia Show. And now, here's your host, Dom Salvia.
And welcome to the Dom Salvia Show. Thank you so much for tuning in, being a part. You can join us 855-752-4842, 855-75-7. Got Just PS working hard on the board for you today. And jazzed as hell, my co-host for the day, James Santel, former U.S. attorney, host of Amicus, a law review broadcasting right here on the Civic Media Radio Network. 9 to 11 a.m. on Saturdays.
That's exactly
Jim.
Right.
Yeah, man, appreciate it. Hope we don't use up all your material. Nah, but you know.
we both know that 17 more things will happen between now and Saturday morning.
Right, man. Well, one of the things that happened today, yes. Counselor Cash Patel.
Cash Patel.
Cash Money Patel, man. He is now in charge of the FBI, and wow.
He's an author of children's books, Dom, right?
He is an author of a book. One of his books from 2023, according to Notice.org, Government Gangsters. Mm. You know, and a guy named Cash is talking about gangsters kind of gets me going. Here's the title, Government Gangsters, The Deep State, The Truth, and the battle for our democracy. He made a list of 60 public officials and staffers, which included members of Trump's first administration, as well as former President Joe Biden's, claiming they were members of the deep state. He also claimed the FBI, now this is the organization he is now leading, he claimed the FBI instigated the January 6th Capitol riot.
Yes.
It's the FBI. It's like Ukraine made Russia invaded.
Invade, right.
You know, why did you make me hit you again, Jim? You know what I'm saying? Right. What are we talking about
here? It's the same complete on his head, not logic. It's mislogic, whatever the opposite of logic is. And yes, indeed, sometime between now and tomorrow morning when he'll go into that building, that J. Edgar Hoover building that's the 1970s, kind of an ugly building right there and right across the street from the Department of Justice. And he'll be in charge of quite literally thousands of special agents, both there in Washington, D.C. and around the country. And yes, to the extent that, again, this is a man who's talked about enemies. He's got them in that book. He's talked about turning the Department of Justice into a museum on day one. Well, hopefully he won't do that, but we'll see what tomorrow brings. But this issue, once again, of believing that somehow the special agents, the leadership of the Department of Justice, and yes, indeed, the FBI in particular, orchestrated January 6th. That should have disqualified him from the get-go. And I realize it doesn't because we've got this extreme loyalty inside the United States Senate these days. But this is the man who now maybe believes in these kinds of conspiracies and the people around him plainly. We know they're also leaving. They're also leaving because they cannot tolerate the craziness on this, right? And here's the fine point on it. We talk, again, somewhat with tongue in cheek, but again, I've often said this, and you've said this as well, Dom. The investigation is the punishment, right? Yeah. You don't necessarily need to get down the street to the Pettyman federal courthouse and get a grand jury to indict. You open that file, it says Dominic Salvia on it, and let's take a look at what he may have done. Well, truly a fishing expedition, no basis whatsoever. Cash, those kinds of cases, they're really begun at the FBI. At some point, they're walked across the street or they're brought to U.S. attorney's offices around the country. And then the question is, does a U.S. attorney want to put her or his imprimatur on those and pursue in a grand jury
you
matters?
You mean the new U.S. attorney that was just appointed by Donald Trump?
There you go, right? Martin, who quite literally is a couple of blocks away in the U.S. attorney's office right there. But the investigations themselves, those can and do begin at the FBI. And that should send chills once again up and down the backs of everybody who's thinking about America and the possibility once again that you could be targeted if you are. And indeed, their request for your testimony, your statements, your all sorts of we want documents from you, Mr. Santel, about what you have done about, you know, and again, at the other at the Treasury Department right next to the White House there. By the way, our other friend there, Musk, has got access to your tax returns. So maybe we'll get those very easily without going through the process before. It is just ripe for all sorts of abuses, absent those checks and balances. This is a man who has everything about his history up to this point and what he has said, what he has done, suggests he has nothing but contempt for not only the FBI, but for the process by which investigations are properly undertaken.
Properly. Is that subjective? If he opens a file on me, Jim, it's going to be because I'm guilty of kicking all the ass and taking all the names.
Right. And
hey, that was your New Year's resolution.
Right. And again, we haven't chatted about it yet, but I suspect we will when the president again 2 days ago says, you know what? I am now in charge of the FCC. And I'm in charge of all of these other independent agencies.
Quote unquote independent agencies.
Right. When the president, as he did, said that, and that's the other big one that's out there. I don't want to leave Cash Patel quite yet, but that's the other really big news story. In addition to this Musk stuff at the Social Security Administration, at the IRS, when the president of the United States of America, yes, once again, issues a piece of paper with his very elaborate signature on it, but says, you know what, I'm not going to embrace this thing called the unitary executive theory, and all those independent agencies out there, all of them are now in my control, and an interpretation of the law, as he said, that contravenes what I say or what the attorney general says is not the law.
Meaning only I and the attorney general can tell you what the law is. But and of course, it's part of the that smell of authoritarianism that we've had burning in the last couple of days. Specifically, I mean, I guess this week. I mean, he started out with a Napoleon quote. You know, breaking law if you're saving the country comes up with that. And then yesterday or the day before, yesterday he's the king. You know, there's a very specific progression, or at least consistent attitude coming out of this administration.
Absolutely. And again, will those kinds of things be challenged? Sure they will. Federal judges, trial judges, and probably appellate judges will similarly stop this from going ahead in terms of the president exercising rulemaking authority and other things with respect to these agencies. But once again, I've said it now three or four times just this afternoon, once it gets up to the Supreme Court, it's told them back in July 1, you got to be able to do what you can do and what you should be able to do to make certain the government goes. And there is an argument based upon that Trump versus United States case, the first few pages, that what he's doing, again, in undermining not only the Constitution, but basically the very ways in which all of these independent agencies have been established, maybe the Supreme Court says, yeah, we've gotten it wrong since FDR, and the president should have responsibility. That's the country in which we're living right now, and that's the specter.
Well, the good news is this is a second term. He can't run again. 855-752-4842.
And so he may have authority over the Federal Election Commission, which is also an independent agency. What do? They establish rules and regulations for federal elections. Huh. We're going to have another one.
But the commission bipartisan, and they don't do squat because it's always by, you know, it's Republicans and Democrats, an equal number each, so nothing gets done.
Right. And all the more reason then he will say that's the reason why I need to be the one to supplant these board members who are not doing anything. We don't have a quorum. We can't get things out of there. And for that reason, too, he will say, Donald Trump, my president, will say, I need authority to direct the FEC to do what it should do, including the election in 2028.
855-752-4842, 855-75-CIVIC. Mark from the SAC, you will be next. Welcome, sir. What do you got for us?
Yeah, let's remember that none of Musk's little minions have been vetted at all. We don't even know if they're American citizens. At least when I started with the state of Wisconsin years ago, I mean, that I had to sign off on an ethics agreement. I agreed to, had to read the ethics code and agree to comply with it. These guys haven't had to do that. They haven't had to gone through any particular screens, any background checks or anything like that. The fact that they're digging into our personal information, and Trump is not questioning this kind of thing. We should just put the little bug in Trump's ear and say, hey, Mr. President, those guys are looking at your information, too. Yeah. And maybe that would shut everything down right quick. I mean, that...
And Mark, when you work for the state, I myself not work for the state, but I'm federal government. I know that on your first day and probably once a year, you had to sign off on all those commitments to uphold the Constitution, the state of Wisconsin, the United States, and to do things according to rules and regulations and to do things ethically and not make disclosures. Right. That's a part and parcel of every employment situation in government.
Thanks for the call, Mark. Appreciate it. 855-752-4842. James Santel, host of Amicus, the Law Review, broadcasting on Saturdays 9 to 11 a.m. right here on the Civic Media Radio Network, giving you a little preview of that fine conversation. Jess P.S. is on the board. You folks are on the lines. Wisco Paul, you will be next. Welcome, sir. What do you got for us?
Hey, thanks for taking my call. Great show today, you guys. First of all, I'd like to start off by thanking Merrick Garland for not doing his job. That's a biggie right there. And then there's another gentleman named Jim Comey, was the head of the FBI that opened up an investigation on Hillary that should have never happened. So they're implicated in this, too. But I want to bring up one thing here, and that's Trump actually has an army now. I mean,
he's got 1,600 people out there, Paul, right? Yeah.
Yeah, it's a Gestapo. The Republicans are scared to death of him. And I don't see this ending well. I mean, unless the Supreme Court's going to have to step up here. And then when you think about that also, maybe he has another army, maybe the United States Army, because his minion is in charge of that also. But I'll just leave you with this. The Financial Times that I read today, that in the current course of things, with what Musk is doing in the government, shutting down all these research things that are going on, we're headed for a recession in the next 6 months, and not an easy recession. So there's a lot of things to look at here, and that's why I'm going home and drinking some Johnny Black.
Usually it's a spotted cow for Paulie, but when it gets a little heavy, you got to go to the heavy stuff, a little Johnny Walker Black. Thank you for the call. Wisco, your thoughts, counselor.
Again, Paul needs to continue to be out there, as do all the other Americans, continuing to highlight these things. And again, it's happening quickly. Again, we already highlighted the notion that it's been just 1 month. It seems like it's been several years, but it's been just 1 month. And even with all these numbers of executive orders out there, yes, there are people today. I do not mean to minimize the dramatic impact upon all these federal employees out there who no longer have jobs today, and they're no longer doing their jobs. There's nobody replacing them right away. The consequences of this are immediate. They're happening right now. And again, to Paul's good point, whether it's 6 months or 8 months down the road, let's take the temperature of the country once again, and let's draw the line right back to today and make certain that we all understand that this happened because of these things going on in the White House right now.
Folks, this is the Dom Salvi Show. That is James Santel. We're going to come back with more of your calls, 855-752-4842. We can draw this line back to 30 days ago.
We can.
And what's going to happen in 30 days from now, in 60 days from now, in 90 days from now. His poll numbers are already declining. Mm-hmm. As the results of some of these 70-some executive orders, historic beginning of the Trump administration, some folks aren't very happy, including some Republicans and MAGAs. Come back with us, 855-75-CIVIC.
You're listening to Civic Media. Stay up to date on the latest news and information for your local community and Wisconsin by signing up for our free email newsletter. Visit civicmedia.us/email to get started.
Back to the Dom Salvi Show, 855-752-4842. Jeff P.S. on the board, James Santel across the desk. You folks are on the lines, 855-75-CIVIC. We got a YouTuber comment. Mark says, Cash Patel's confirmation as FBI director is a massive win for accountability. He'll expose the deep state's rot and refocus the Bureau on law enforcement, not political vendettas.
Didn't he publish an enemies list today?
I mean, he literally put it in his book, dude.
It is in his book, yes. Yeah, the people we're going to go after. And again, the President of the United States of America has said, I am, right, your retribution, right? And the president, as we know now, can pick up the phone and talk to his attorney general about how that that retribution gets enacted. And it's not too much to assume that he'll also call Kash Patel and say, you know what, here are the people we need to go after.
And Kash Patel will take that call.
We'll take that call. Absolutely. Shouldn't.
You better. You better be loyal, because that's how it works.
Right.
855-752-4842. Callers, be patient. Want to talk about this in the break, and I'll kind of throw this one out there as well. Vanity Fair reporting. They're scared S-less, crapless, let's call it. The threat of political violence informing Trump's grip on Congress, with the president smashing norm after norm, even lawmakers within his party have feared for their personal safety, and at least one has told confidence that it has swayed his decision-making. Wait, what? I mean, if you're a member of a political party and you're scared of your constituents, maybe you should not be a member of that political party. Right. I'm just saying. According to one source, again, this is Vanity Fair reporting this, according to one source with direct knowledge of events, North Carolina Senator Tom Tillis told people the FBI warned him about credible death threats when he was considering voting against Pete Hegseth's nomination for defense secretary. I'm thinking, so I go across a couple of things. Number one, if that's true, oh my God. I mean, really?
Absolutely.
Wow, right? That's crazy.
Shocking, right?
That is out there. But now I think about what Senator from Wisconsin, Ron Johnson, said one time when he was informed by the FBI that he was parroting Russian propaganda and talking points. He thought he was getting set up by the FBI. Now, if I'm going to take the Ron Johnson view of this, is it possible? Is it probable? Is it likely that there was no death threat, but Trump used his FBI to go tell Tom Tillis that there was because they needed his vote?
I think the future FBI may well do that. We're not certain. Right now, again, I don't think that Kash Patel has brought his family pictures into his office quite yet, but tomorrow morning he'll be there, right? Yeah. I still have enough confidence right now, even though there have been resignations and other departures from the FBI, that there are enough mainline, kind of high-level people there at the J. Edgar Hoover building who have, once again, the legitimate assignment to keep people safe. And if you do, in fact, remember Christopher Wray, the former director, talked about this a lot. The threat to America being a domestic threat, right? And our own people threatening each other, threatening federal judges. My sense is right now, if someone came to Tom Tillis from the FBI, again, the non-Kash Patel FBI, and said, Senator, we have some legitimate, and they're not going to go public with this. We've got to make this a confidential briefing. We've got credible reasons to believe that your life may be in danger. We're going to probably even protect you somewhat as this goes forward. That it would put some stock in. The Ron Johnson piece, again, the FBI has a legitimate interest in letting him know that what he's advocating here, what he's articulating in the public domain, is pulled right out of Putin's playbook, right? And what Ron Johnson says, rather than embracing that, oh, gosh, I guess that's not a good thing, he then turns it around. And then that's when it does become made up. My point here is just that under the FBI that I knew, under all administrations, Republican, Democratic, they would do this apolitically and tell a Democrat, tell a Republican, if indeed they're legitimate threats, question, will Kash Patel continue to do that? I certainly hope so, but time will tell. Once again, that's another reason Paul's got to continue to monitor all this.
855-752-4842. Senator Ron Johnson and articulate are not two words I usually hear in the sentence at the same time. 855-75-CIVIC. Dynamo Dave calling from Duluth, Minnesota. Welcome, Dave. What do you got for us?
Hey, thanks. Thanks for taking my call.
Yeah.
I was wondering if you and your fine listeners recall back, I think it was July 26th, when Trump was telling a group of Christians at the Turning Point Action Conference in West Palm Beach, Florida, quote, in 4 years, you don't have to vote again. No good. You don't have to vote. And I was wondering if that relates back to what you guys are saying in regards to the federal election committee.
Right. So among the agencies, as we said, that are in this executive order from 48 hours ago that consolidate power, and again, you can't overstate the significance of it. It's ridiculous. It is craziness. And yet, there it is. It's by the President of the United States of America drawing inside his ambit. The Federal Trade Commission, Federal Communications Commission, which is the one that Dom's afraid of now, right? the National Labor Relations Board, right? The Securities and Exchange Commission.
Oh, yeah, got to get that money.
The Federal Reserve, right? All these things that have dramatic impacts upon the way in which we live. If this president executes not only this executive order, but then works under this theory and nobody pushes back, and even though these people be challenged, if in the end the Supreme Court says, yeah, you can do this, Donald Trump, that's when I think your concern about what happens in 2028 is a whole lot more realistic, because you've consolidated all the executive power. You've got the United States Senate plainly cowed by what you're doing here, at least the present majority here.
But at some point, though, Jim, they're going to have to go back they're going to have to get elected again. You know, and certainly the senators have longer terms, obviously. But, you know, there will be consequence to these
actions.
There should
be.
And if it's beyond, call it the pilfering and the corruption, but real, you know, downwind consequence to these actions, you know, they're going to have to come back and push back simply for their own political survival.
Right.
Now, the question I have is, at what point does the MAGA senator or congressman, you know, balance their political survival versus their actual survival? I mean, if you are literally physically scared S-less, as Vanity Fair is reporting, and the Republicans are scared to death of MAGA, they're scared of their voters, their constituents, they're scared of the Trump supporters— well, where are we, man? They're going to get rolled over.
Right. Where is your ethical lodestone there? It doesn't exist anymore. It's nowhere to be found.
I got plenty of loathing. Come back with us. Fear and loathing in Racine, 855-752-4842. Welcome back to the Dom Salvia Show, 855-752-4842, 855-75-CIVIC. Just PS working hard on the board, spinning the tunes, loving me some rock and roll. Got James Santel, former U.S. attorney, host of Amicus Law Review, broadcasting right here on the Civic Media Radio Network, Saturdays, 9 to 11 a.m. Thank you, Jim. And don't forget, folks, the last segment of the day, tell us something good. Gotta tell us something good. Just gonna tell us something
good.
Jim's gonna tell us something good.
There's good stuff out there.
I'm gonna come up with something by then to tell you something good. I got one in my pocket. So join us for that as well. 855-752-4842. I guess wrapping up kind of the Cash Patel situation here now, the new head of the FBI. Well, he'll be, I'm sure, very happy to learn that the Oath Keepers ex-leader convicted of sedition wants to work for the FBI. Oh, yeah. Elmer Stuart Rhodes III, founder and former leader of the Oath Keepers, told reporters at CPAC he would enjoy working for the FBI or for Director of National Intelligence Tulsi Gabbard. Rhodes was sentenced to 18 years in prison after being convicted of sedition after the January 6th insurrection, but of course was pardoned. It was all a political witch hunt, Jim. But, you know, only the finest applications for the FBI going forward.
There you go. And quite literally, once again, the inmates have taken over, right?
Yeah.
Right? And we don't even have to draw a line from one to the next. That is happening now.
Literally.
Literally, right? Right. And this is a man, once again, who wanted to overthrow the government, not just on January 6th, but even before that. He is a violent person. There is absolutely positively no way, under any circumstance, that he would pass a background check.
So that means he'll be joining the FBI soon.
Apparently so. Apparently so.
Background check?
Right.
We don't do that.
Right.
We're efficient.
Right.
If you do a background check, that slows things down. You can slow down with that government bureaucracy by doing a background check.
Apparently there's a thing called the Department of Government Efficiency, and it's out there. And presumably, once again, if that should happen in any way, all these things, we're not just drop kicking the regular rules. We're threatening our national security. It's nothing short of that. If someone like Stuart Rhodes can get access, if someone like Elon Musk can get access to all this Social Security information, Treasury information, IRS information, if somehow in some way Stuart Rhodes and others get into the FBI, we need to begin to think, we talk to our local law enforcement about providing protection that the FBI will no longer be providing to us. And they do a huge number of things. Preventive law enforcement on a regular basis, they intercede to stop things from happening. Will that be a part of the mission? They do a community outreach to talk to elderly people about scams out there. I'm told that's being stopped. All kinds of things that are beyond the core work to stop the bank robbers and the human traffickers and the methamphetamine lab purveyors, those kinds of things. Huge numbers of things that we do not see on a regular basis that keep us more safe and more secure. Stuart Rhodes is not on that plan.
I mean, but if Cash Patel, you know, I mean, it's his call, right? We'll see. We'll see, folks. We'll see. 855-752-4842. Our buddy Cam from Appleton, my old stomping grounds. Welcome, Cam. What do you got for us?
Oh, boy. Thanks for taking my call. Where to start? Cash Patel looks like, you know that stare that he has? He looks laser locked on the nearest woman that's in her menstrual cycle in his vicinity.
I get that.
I didn't quite get it, but please continue. I don't think I need to hear anymore. Go ahead, Cam.
That's okay. Folks don't understand that what they're doing for letting go of the federal employees. They're using a clause in their contracts because they first are gutting the probationary employees, the ones that had just started, right? They're going under the clause that it's for performance reasons, and then they're also extending that to people that aren't even in their probationary periods anymore. Even some people that have got or received many awards. I need to extend to people like CJ that exist out there. God forbid that they exist. That would you let a 20-year-old tell you how to run your business? Would you let a 19-year-old named Big Balls tell you how to sell homes or rent homes out? CJ, ask yourself those very easy questions, or just divert and start talking about Biden or whatever you want to complain about, because you can't focus on anything in the future because you'll never be happy.
Well, yeah, there's a lot of that out there, Cam. Thank you for your call and your thoughts. And I think a lot of folks won't really appreciate the enormity of what might happen until it affects them. And I've been seeing some articles recently, Cam and Jim and Jess, about, you know, some you know, mega who, you know, voted for Trump as a veteran and at this place or that place, and all of a sudden they got the leather out.
They literally do not have the support, sometimes the physical support. The agriculture department, right? Our farmers out there who depend centrally upon the Department of Agriculture, not only for subsidies and monies, but also basic programming. You get rid of those people, there's nobody who's on the other end of the phone. And yes, maybe eventually you're going to put some loyalists in those positions who, once again, do not know how the Department of Agriculture works. The reason why all of these firings are also catastrophic for the individuals who are losing their jobs, but also you're losing a huge amount of experience and expertise.
Institutional knowledge.
Absolutely. And when you lose
of how
that,
to work at home for free without working.
Right.
I mean, that's what they're saying. Oh, you work in, and the whole, I mean, come on, you got to, today's technology, you got to go to the office. Is that a thing? Or you can't do your work remotely? They think they're just sitting home watching Netflix all day long.
Right. And it's absurd. My own sense, having worked inside the federal government, and actually I worked on Capitol Hill many, many years ago, and in the White House for a very brief period of time as well, the great majority of people are there because they want to serve their nation. And they do it with, again, varying levels of expertise, but that expertise is all premised upon how long you've been there. You know how, and I don't mean this in a bad sense, how the systems work, and you can make those systems work to the benefit of your constituents. People coming in after all this expertise is shown the door, our government begins to fall apart. And when you go to your local Social Security office and say, you know what, I've got a concern about the benefits that I'm getting and nobody is there, or you've got to travel to Chicago or to Cleveland to find somebody to talk to.
You better be calling your congressman and your senator and lighten them up. You know, absolutely. Because it's almost like, you know, the short-term gain, if there is to be any, would be lost by the long-term lack of efficiency when you got people that cannot or do not have the capabilities to properly and efficiently do the same job that perhaps someone who's been there for 20, 30 years could do.
And for those residents, those citizens who are dependent upon Social Security checks for their livelihoods, heaven forbid that at some point we have health concerns or worse among that population as well, because literally their monies are not being sent into their accounts.
855-752-4842-855-75-CIVIC. 855-75-CIVIC. Jeannie from Eau Claire, you are next. Welcome, Jeannie. What do you got for us today?
Hi, you guys. First of all, I strongly recommend Saturday mornings. I can't wait. this is so troubling to me because, in all honesty, we've seen attempts in our area, in the Eau Claire area, of a Uniroyal takeover. And what, you know, it was a hostile takeover, but they fought it off. However, this reminds me of a hostile takeover. You're not going in to fix the problem. You're not getting ideas of people who know the business. You're just firing everybody, and then then what they would do is take retirement funds. You know, they run the business to the ground, take the retirement funds, and then leave the people. And this just reminds me of it. Kind of a scary thing, you know, the way that they're going after our government like this and totally gutting and starving and going over everything that the people depend on. So that's just my personal biased opinion, and I'm happy about it, about you guys, Civic Media, and all of you for doing such a great job keeping people educated. And have a great evening, and I look forward to Saturday morning. Bye.
Thanks so much, Jeannie. Call in as well, and we can talk more on Saturday.
Thank you for the call, Jeannie. Appreciate your input as always. A hostile takeover, they were voted in, you know, unfortunately, and Trump said he was going to do some of these things. I don't know that, you know, 76 or whatever executive orders is a wonderful thing. I mean, I think if you think you have a mandate, you have your Congress behind you, you have your party behind you, and you go through the legislative process. We are working on a budget right now. The government could be shut down, you know, mm-hmm. in the next six right. weeks. We haven't gotten there yet. I mean, because this is just 30 days in, man.
You know
there are going to be some real deadlines that are going to have to be met. There's going to be some real consequence if those deadlines are not met. And this is all just noise right now.
It is. And again, as we said before, it's one thing for the president to sign a piece of paper on Tuesday. It may well be that it's going to be six Tuesdays down the road before the impact of that really happens. And to Jeannie's point, it appears more and more, with each passing day, more and more polling indicating that the American people have some buyer's remorse, or at least almost half of the American population that voted for him, looking at him and saying, this is not what we intended. We haven't even talked about Ukraine, but that he is off the charts on that when he is owning up to Putin, right? The Americans are not supporting that. And Donald Trump is a product of the media, right? NBC and others. You wonder if at some point I would like to think that at some point he would say, you know what? We've got it. We've got to try to address those bad numbers. I'm tanking here very badly. But he will plainly just lie about that and move on.
855-752-4842. Margaret from Cottage Grove, you are next. Welcome, Margaret. What do you got for us?
Well, it occurs to me, and this is probably more directed at Jim, what kind of moron fires FBI agents and CIA agents and thinks that there's going to be no retribution at all?
Right.
I'm thinking these people that have been fired or are going to be fired might be upset.
Yes. Yeah.
Just a thought.
Absolutely, Margaret. And again, there is no good news here, but the small glimmer of hope is for them, for those people who are now being illegally fired. As the previous caller said, yeah, the probationary employees, maybe you can get rid of them without showing some performance issue. But these others who've been there for a long time, the CIA folks and the FBI folks you were just talking about, Margaret, and coming to them after 5, 10, 15, 20, 25, 30 years and saying, you've got performance problems, and they can come forward to what's called the MSPB, the Merit Systems Protection Board, and challenge this and talk about putting a burden upon that agency now when, what, hundreds, maybe thousands of employees who've been there for a long period of time are now appealing through this administrative process to either to get their jobs back, which they may not want, or to get what? Compensation for the damages they have suffered by not being in employment situations, for the pain and suffering they've suffered. That's also a part of this process. And yes, they can also appeal that to the federal district court if they're unsatisfied with that. The consequences here are so broad. Exactly, Margaret.
855-752-4842. Tom from Jackson, you are next. Welcome, Tom. What are your thoughts?
Well, if it's something good, my phone says Monday's 42, Tuesday's 42, Wednesday's 41.
It's warming up in Wisco, baby. That's a good thing.
And I think that I think some on the right are finally starting to see that there's something big happening and they need to open their eyes. I think that's good.
Right on, man. We appreciate it. Tom, thank you so much. 855-752-4842, 855-75-CIVIC. We only got a minute left in the segment, Jim, but you did mention Ukraine and Trump and his the foreign policy. And what I don't hear, and he, again, consider the source, Trump calling Zelensky, the president of Ukraine, a dictator.
Right.
He's not having elections.
And by the way, you brought this war upon your own nation.
Yes, this is your fault. And certainly, you know, contradicting the Republicans in the Senate and in the Congress.
A guy named Mike Pence going public today saying, you know, no, Mr. President, it was a war of aggression brought on by Vladimir Putin. You've got it wrong, Mr. President. That's his former vice president saying that.
Oh, hang Mike Pence?
Right. That's I mean, exactly the person.
You think,
right?
Trump gives a damn about what hang Mike Pence had to say? Hey, folks, come back with us one final segment. Tell us something good. Want to end the day on a positive note with a cherry on top, maybe a little whipped cream. 855-752-4842. More with Jess P.S. and James Santel on the other side.
You're listening to Civic Media. Find the latest news, information, and archives of all your favorite shows on the Civic Media website, civicmedia.us.
Welcome back to the Dom Salvia Show, our last segment of the day. If you got something to say and something good to share, 855-752-4842. Tell us something good, 855-75-CIVIC. Jess, let's start with you, since this was your bright idea.
Why do you make it sound like it was such a bad idea?
It's a great idea. I love this.
Spectacular.
It is a great idea. It just makes me work a little harder. I got to come up with something good. I'm such a negative Nancy all the time. Mm-hmm. So
it's
Jess,
good exercise for you.
Tell me what's good for me.
Uh-huh. It's part of my job.
I'll tell you what's good for me.
Something good.
Yes.
This isn't necessarily bright and cheerful and happy, but this is just good.
Okay.
I've been rewatching The West Wing. And last night I got to the season 2 finale, which if anyone who is familiar with this show, the season finales of this they're always very big, very dramatic, and this there's a very dramatic death that occurs and a reckoning with it. And the acting of it, the production of it is just incredibly done. It is so deeply artistic and so emotional that you cannot help feeling things and processing through some things that you're feeling while watching it. So I watched it last night. I had a really good cry from it. It was very cathartic.
So, you know, I always kind of bust your chops because I reference things that you haven't seen yet. Right. I have not watched West Wing, so you would recommend.
Absolutely. Yeah, all right. Absolutely.
Big fan of Aaron Sorkin, who's the author of that and NBC producing that. And it also, if I can just follow up on just good thought there, and to make this not darker, but the importance of the arts, right, in conveying those kinds of things. We've got creative people in this nation who can change the ways in which we think and move ourselves to not only emotions but also good intellectual things. And my president is now the head of the chairman of the board or in charge of the Kennedy Center, where they're canceling performances right now.
Yeah, they got rid of those gay dancers.
Exactly.
Yeah, can't have that. Yeah.
And so we can't have the arts anymore. No. And again, it's the juxtaposition of those two amazing things, West Wing, Aaron Sorkin, Jeb Bartlett, our fictitious president for all those years, right?
Oh, man.
Now we have a real president who is just the polar opposite, right?
All right, Jim, you got something good?
I do. We talked a lot today along with your callers, Jean, Margaret, Paul, Mark, everybody, Tom, about all of these federal workers and contractors who are losing their jobs. So if you happen to be in the Washington, D.C. area and you're suddenly finding yourself on the receiving end of a pink slip, you should know that there are all sorts of corporations and companies there who are paying it forward. So, for example, there's a flower shop in Alexandria that's offering free bouquets for any recently laid off federal employees and contractors. You go forward, you identify the date of your furlough and what happened to you.
Nice.
A place called the Right Proper Brewing Company. If you want to buy a federal worker a beer, Jess, the Shaw Brew Pub has a pay it forward program allowing customers to do just that. You buy a beer for $8 through an online program called Executive Order Me a Beer. Okay.
Nice.
Right. You've got the D.C.-based choir, the 13th choir, is offering two free tickets for its upcoming performance of To the Field of Stars for any federal workers who've been laid off recently. Lyman's Tavern, once again, hosting a happy hour and fundraiser for federal workers alongside the Federal Unionist Network on February 21st. That's tomorrow.
All kinds of good things
on behalf of federal employees finding themselves out of a job inappropriately, illegally today in our nation's capital.
Well done.
James Santel,
lighten it up. Appreciate that. Tell us something good. Well, Mary, she texted in, I am a new grandma. Amelia Joan was born yesterday. Aww.
Congratulations, Mary.
Yeah, congratulations. That's fantastic. Hope mommy and the baby doing well. Tom from Madison, he's got something good. You know how to play the game. 855-752-4842. Tom, welcome. What do you got?
Hey, guys. Yeah, I'm working with a group called Fermat's Last Theater Company, and they are doing a play that I'm performing at Muso Madison, the new music space on Winnebago, called Joe Hill, Alive Is You and Me. If you want to hear about the labor movement back in 1910, 1915, it's Muso Madison, 2040, Winnebago. It's free, though donations are accepted. And we handle all those really, you know, scary terms like anarchy and communism and socialism. And I think you'd really like it.
Tom, you're on stage. What part do you play?
Everything.
Everything. Basically, okay.
I do the songs. And I got to tell you, I didn't, when I first got approached to do this, I didn't know anything about Joe Hill except that Joan Baez sung about him at Woodstock.
And if you right.
And when you take the deep dive into the IWW and, you know, the back in the day when corporations had armies and there were massacres of coal miners and things that, you know, might be creeping into our national history again today, couldn't be a better time to see it.
Right on, Tom. Thank you so much. Appreciate you sharing. Folks, go check it out. It's free, but they do take donations. 855-752-4842. I want to share just a little bit since we're running out of time. Jimmy Pritzker, governor of Illinois, did his State of the State yesterday. A couple of paragraphs I want to share with you right now. There are people in my own party who think that if you just give Donald Trump everything he wants, he'll make an exception and spare you some of the harm. I'll ignore the moral abdication of that position for just a second to say, almost none of those people have the experience with this president that I do. I once swallowed my pride to offer him what he values most, public praise on the Sunday news shows in return for ventilators and masks in the worst pandemic. We made a deal. Turns out his promises were as broken as the BiPAP machines he sent us instead of the ventilators. He concludes, Pritzker, Tyranny requires your fear and your silence and your compliance. Democracy requires your courage. So gather your justice and humanity and do not let the tragic spirit of despair overcome us when our country needs us the most. Folks, this is the Dom Savage Show. Thank you, James Santel, former U.S. attorney. Check his show out on Saturdays, 9 to 11. Thank you, Jess P.S. Folks, stick around. Pete Schwabba, Nightlight, coming up next. Have a great night. We'll see you tomorrow.
The national news cycle never stops, but it can be hard to find news about your local community. Civic Media is dedicated to providing quality local and state news coverage across Wisconsin. With the Civic Media app, you can get notifications about local stories that matter to you and your community. Find the free Civic Media app in your phone's app store and choose notifications from the menu to tell us what kind of news you want to hear about.